The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Let me know if you get an answer. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. Sometimes it can be live and simple, and sometimes it is not live and simple. That's part of life. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, that thingy right there. So here's a great question. And when I wrote this out, I thought, man, I need to really concentrate on this myself. What prayer did God answer for you that you often remember? What prayer did God answer for you that you often think, oh, yeah, I remember that? Hey, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, or you want to respond to that, it's easy to do. You don't have to let it die of loneliness. You just reach out to us, and there's a couple of ways to do that, and it's simple. First, you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, besides the earth trembling, you'll also end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time where you get to be relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww.
That's nice, huh?
Thank you, David. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. We've got a lot of things going on. So if you're listening right now, if you're listening in San Diego, it's really impressive because I'm not sure how you're doing that because we're not live there. We're doing a replay there. But this is going to be approached exactly like any other show. We're having some internet problems. Some cables yep. got cut. And here's what we have to say to that. We believe it's an accident, but you got to watch out. You got to watch out. That's all I'm saying. Is that a nice way to say that? You got to watch out.
Yep. Always watching.
Yep. Always keeping your eyes open. All right, here we go. So here's the bottom line. You can call us. We told you that, 972-445-0770. So right now it's 1135 in San Diego. It's 135 right now here in Dallas. I think in Detroit, if you're listening from Detroit, it's 235. So, Stuart, if you're listening, hey, hey, hey. Additionally, if you're listening from the moon, I have no idea. It kind of depends on where you are on the moon, and I just don't know how you're listening from the moon. The other thing that you can do is text us. You can text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Let me just make this really clear. A non-professional voice coming up right now for the text number,
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, we want to encourage you, you can email us during the show. So it's kind of cool. You can call, you can text, or you can email during the show. If it's a replay, you know that's not going to work. But if you're listening live, like right now, like right this second, then you can do that. David@hemustincrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at the A with the goofy thing around it. Hemustincrease.org. That's the website, hemustincrease.org. So if you want to reach out to us, we would encourage you to do that very thing. Do want to give you an update on Easton and ask you to pray for him. I got a text from Julianne, so he got home. He got his cast off his hip from his surgery. He's doing good, but the big prayer now for Easton, I'm going to tell you right now, the big prayer now for Easton is now that everything has been corrected, that his bone grow correctly and quickly, well, quickly, but as quickly as the Lord will allow it, or maybe the Lord will allow it at a super speed, but that's what we're praying for, that his bone would grow now correctly in the direction that the surgery has coordinated for him. For those that don't know, that's my number, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that's my fifth grandchild, it's either the fifth or sixth. I have seven, so it's hard to keep track, okay? I'm working on it. I'm getting older. Thank you very much. Okay, let's go into the text. After the text, we are going to offer up some prayer as well. We have Jacqueline who's been listening to the show. She's listened to the show before. She's got a lot of things on her prayer plate. We're going to pray for her in a little bit, and we're just going to lift that up before the Lord because the Lord knows each and everything. In fact, that is something that you guys should be aware of. When you pray, when you petition, when you spend time with the Lord, it's not as though the Lord doesn't know your other needs, but the ones that are pressing in on you at the moment, those are the ones that you bring before him. It's not that he's ignorant to the other ones. It's just that's what's pressing in on you at the time. And this helps you understand a little bit more about 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, and no, this isn't to unbelievers because John makes it clear, if we confess our sins, then he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So the Lord knows when you're confessing, and he's there to bring healing and to bring help for everything you're going through. Sure, from a penalty point of view, you've been forgiven, but from a practical point of view, sin still leaves a lot of stain, and that's what we need healing from. Get it? Okay, cool. Let's go into the text. This is a fascinating piece of material we're in. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're at verse 7. You're going to find out where a very well-known worldly saying came from. It came from this, and here we go. Verse 7 says this. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, "Was it a sin for me to humble myself in order to exalt you because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by accepting their support in order to serve you. And when I was with you and in need, I was not a burden to anyone." So you've heard that expression before, robbing Peter to pay Paul. It comes from here. This is where it comes from. And what's taking place is Paul is talking to these people, and he's got a great relationship, but now he's going down this road where he's a little upset that they have been paying attention to false prophets, false teachers, and he's like, you know, I've put a lot of time into you, I've given you a lot of my heart, a lot of my everything, and so then he's asking them, and it's a very interesting way he presents it. He goes, am I wrong, or is it a sin for me to humble myself while trying to exalt and strengthen you people? He wants to know if it's wrong to preach the gospel free of charge to the church. He wants to know if he did wrong by robbing other churches to support his service to those believers, even though he still had needs that the church of Corinth could have helped with. This is not, don't take this as any kind of manipulation to get anybody to give anything. This is what Paul is talking about in the passage. The church at Corinth, they had money. And he knew they had money, and they know they had money. But he would not burden them. He would not be willing to put upon them a reason for them to be able to say, well, he just did it for the money. He just did this whole thing because he was trying to get money from us. Paul wouldn't take their money. He wouldn't even burden them that way. for himself. And so what's amazing about this is he challenges them. He's like, what, did I do wrong not being more of a pain for you? I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to do things that will encourage you and strengthen you. Should I have been a bigger burden for you? And where this is coming from is because these other teachers, quote-unquote apostles, which Paul calls super apostles and false apostles, these people made it clear that there had to be money involved for them to minister. Wow. First of all, any ministry that does that now is operating in sin. The scripture says, freely you have received, freely give. The wisdom that God has given people through the word, through fellowship, through prayer, through different elements, those are gifts from God, not to be charged. And then what they'll try and do is say, well, back in the day, they used to pay the prophets of old in order to, you know, kind of make sure they can get a prophecy or get a word from the Lord. Well, first of all, not one of any of those people are Elijah or Elisha. Second of all, that was then, this is now. Third, it is the gift of God given freely through grace, received freely if you receive it. And anybody who's trying to make a buck from it is doing it wrong. Does that mean that every minister should be poor as can be? Nope, I don't think that's true at all. A workman's worthy of his wage. But if people are in the ministry for money, they're in the ministry for the wrong reason. If they think, my example of being a wealthy person is such a great example for people to follow me, and then they'll want to follow Jesus, that person is not following Jesus. Sorry. Jesus didn't come out and say, hey, let's everybody win the lotto. That's not how it worked. In fact, what Jesus said was, I give of myself freely to serve others. Not to take advantage of others, not to even receive from others in that capacity. Did other people help in their ministry? Yes. Did they give of their own free will? Yes. But the focus that Jesus had was that when you are doing kingdom work, you are laying up treasures for heaven, you're trusting God will do the provision, you're thanking God for what you do have instead of complaining about what you don't have. That's my hardest thing right there. Right there. But Paul is laying it out. He's not even giving them any room. He's not being, I want to say this in a super cool way. He's not being nice at all at this point. He's moved it. He's like, look, this is ridiculous. I'm not being a burden to you. I'm ministering to you. Have I failed you because I didn't try and manipulate you? That's what he's asking. And so one of Paul's great claims to fame, and I want to bring this up, and this is one of his greatest things, is Paul was what we would call, and don't misunderstand this saying, it's originally a spiritual saying, it just turned worse the other direction, but he was originally what we would call a two-trick pony. He had his job of making tents, and then he had his ministry of preaching the gospel. So to be sure, his calling card was that he was doing both. And when he could do just the gospel, he would do that. And when he wasn't able to just do the gospel, then he would do the tent making as well. So some people believe that having a dual occupation, having being a minister and then having a job along with that, that's the only way to go. And, of course, there's the other people who believe that you have to be fully devoted to the kingdom of God, and then that's the only way to go. So what's the wisdom between those two? You know it's neither one of those. It's right in the middle. It's okay to be fully devoted, and it's okay to have a dual occupation. And having a dual occupation doesn't mean you're not fully devoted. It depends on what the Lord calls you to. Some people, it works out where they're working and able to supplement, and some people, it doesn't work out. That's the truth. And instead of saying, well, everybody should be like this or everybody should be like this, that is not how God does it. Everybody should be doing exactly what the assignment that God has given them to do. That's what they should be doing. And this is where Paul is having his argument. So I want to, talk about this as most honestly as I can. I mean, I read stuff like this and I think, I would love to have a job that I can do that can supplement the ministry that would work. And I really have tried to you'd be amazed. You think, oh, you got a doctor, you should be able to do that. You would be amazed It does not open up that way for me. I don't know. Other people, maybe, you know. I mean, because the resume is ugly. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to say is the Lord's like, no, you're going to do this. No, you go this way. And so I take that extra time, and I spend time studying and in devotions and ministering to people. That's what I do. That's how it works. And is it the most profitable thing? This ministry that we've done in the last 5 years here has been the least profitable thing that I've done from an economic point of view, but also the most rewarding. It's not that what I did in San Diego wasn't rewarding or the pastoring wasn't rewarding. There's just something really awesome about this current radio ministry. I can't even define it, but I love it. And so I'm just going to keep doing what I got to do and let the Lord kind of work that out. And if he wants me to, you know, add in, I will. And if he doesn't, that's fine. But Paul is arguing, saying, I didn't even put any of this stuff on you. And because of that, are you thinking I'm weak? Are you thinking I'm ineffective because I didn't manipulate you? That's what he's talking about. He says in the scripture, he says, I have refrained from being a burden to you in any way, and I will continue to do so. He's not going to change. He's not going to do it differently. He's going to do exactly what he's doing. And see and think about all of your in all the people that you've encountered. I've encountered ministries. They were phenomenal. They never tried to do anything, manipulate or anything. Then I've encountered other ministries. Everything they do is about money. Everything. It's like, ugh. Right? Every other sermon. In fact, every offering is another sermon about how everybody should give to them. It's like, oh, no wonder I have such an upset stomach, nauseousness when we get into this stuff. This is like, it drives me crazy. In my life as a Christian, I made a conscious decision to walk away from millions of dollars in order to serve the Lord. I've had people say, that's the dumbest thing you ever did. That's what God wanted me to do. If doing what God wants you to do is the dumbest thing, then call me the dumbest person. Because I'm going to do what God wants me to do, and I'm not going to go in any other direction, period. And neither should you. And that's true when you're giving, by the way. You should definitely be in a relationship with the Lord where you're not giving automatically like it's just a bill payment. You should be praying every time you give and ask the Lord where he wants you to direct that. It doesn't matter if it comes to us. You just need to be in a giving relationship with the Lord. That's what he's looking for. Okay? All right. Take a deep breath. Okay. Actually, that sounds like Bert when he knows he's getting ham. He goes, okay, anyway. Here's your trivia question. We don't know how many people will be able to answer it, but if you can answer it, please do so. What is the meaning of the name Isaac? What is the meaning of the name Isaac? Is it hope, fortune, or laughter? What is the meaning of the name Isaac? Is it hope, fortune, or laughter? If you think you know, we encourage you to give us a call, 972-445-0770. You can also text us, 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. Now, we do have somebody calling in. I am going to send you up to the website, and I am going to encourage you, if the Lord puts it on your heart, to give. And if he doesn't put it on your heart, don't give. I'm serious. But what we'll do is we'll use the scripture, but I'll send you to the website because on the website is tons of cool stuff no matter what. There's awesome material. It's awesome. It's not all our material. We have other ministries' material on there. There's just a lot of cool stuff on there. So I encourage you to check it out. Our scripture for today, Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. That's the scripture in Proverbs 3:9. Check all of that out. If you can give, great. If you can't, don't worry about it. But check it out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
That's right. If you remember that commercial, you, like me, are old.
What is that from? Because I feel like I've heard it before.
It's Alka-Seltzer.
Okay.
And so it was a commercial for people that had stomach or acid problems and so on and so forth, but wasn't really, they didn't call it the things that they call it nowadays. It was just, you got an upset tummy, take this. So it's that and Pepto-Bismol were the two big ones. And so Alka-Seltzer was good. And then Alka-Seltzer became a cold, right? But before it was for your upset tummy because it was the bubbles. You know what you should never do as a kid? Open up an Alka-Seltzer and put it in your mouth. Anyway, I'm not saying that I did that. I'm not saying that I didn't. I'm just saying you should never do that. The trivia question. See how fast we move out of that one? The trivia question. What is the meaning of the name Isaac? Is it hope, fortune, or laughter? Your reference, of course, I think this is right. Genesis 21:6 should be your reference point. If you want to reach out to us, you can do so. You have a short time, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Let's take a moment and pray for Jacqueline. Now, so this means that you're going to take your faith, I'm going to take my faith, I'm going to take our faith, we're going to combine it together, and we're going to pray for Jacqueline. We're not asking for anything other than the Lord to take care of. She's got about 10 different areas, stuff going on, praying for salvations, praying for people to get saved who are in leadership, which is a brilliant idea. Everybody should be praying that. But let's pray for Jacqueline in her own life and her husband and her family. So let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up Jacqueline to you, and we ask you in the name of Jesus to bless her with the spirit of peace right now, because she has so many things going on, and they're very, not just distracting, but some of them are destructive as they attack. And so we're asking you to strengthen her and to fill her mind and her heart with peace, and that she would not be overwhelmed by all the different things that are taking place around her personal life or around the world. But instead of being afraid, she'd be just confident that, one, you have mercy and grace in her life, two, you are with her, three, you will help her and protect her, and she has a desire to get closer to you, and I ask you to honor that desire inside of her and pull her towards you as a loving father holds onto and hugs his daughter. We pray for her right now in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, there you go. All right, so we only got a couple minutes. I want to get this in because I don't want to miss this opportunity. In the rest of this text, here's what Paul says. He says, "As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, this boasting of mine will not be silenced in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows that I do. But I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to undercut those who want an opportunity to be regarded as our equals in things that they boast about. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, masquerading as apostles of Christ." Ouch. That is some serious writing. Paul pulls out the daggers. One can almost appreciate his restraint up to this point. He says in verse 13, "People who try to undercut him because he's willing to sacrifice himself by charging nothing for the gospel and make no money from it, people who are trying to undercut him because of that, they're the false apostles. They're the deceitful workers. They're the ones masquerading as apostles for Christ." The number of people who claim to be apostles, and an apostle is one who's sent forth in the name of Christ, but the number of people who claim that is astounding. And what's even more staggering is how many of those people are truly nothing but deceitful workers and liars. Wow. That's what Paul says. So here is how you know. Ready? The B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. I stand by faith on the word of God. It's the B-I-B-L-E. The Bible is your plumb line. God took the time to write a book. First of all, he created the universe so the dude can write a book. That is how you test. That is how you know. There's no, you know, it's not just a gut feeling, because if you had Mexican food the night before, like my wife loves tacos, if you had like three tacos instead of two, you might have some other feelings in your stomach where you need Alka-Seltzer. That's not the way you do it. You do it. It's not that the gift of discernment isn't active. We know that, but we know that because of Scripture. You use the Word of God as your plumb line. When somebody tries to say, do, or function, or get you to do something that's contrary to Scripture, you say, see ya. See you later, alligator. In a while, crocodile. Because the Word of God is your standard of faith. Nobody gets special exemptions from the Word of God. That's ridiculous. So what Paul is saying is, hey, those people that are doing that, they're doing everything they're doing so they can get wealthier, so they can have a nicer life for themselves. They don't care. They're masquerading as apostles of Christ. They're false apostles. They're deceitful workers. And you know whose responsibility it is to know that difference? Yours. Not mine. Mine is for me. Yours is for you. You have to make that determination, and you do that in your relationship with the Lord and in your pursuit of His Word. The Bible says, test all things. There you go. That's what you do. You test Him. Okay, the answer to the trivia question, what is the meaning of the name of Isaac? Is it hope, fortune, or laughter? And the answer is laughter. If you're in San Diego, hang out with us by going to HeMustIncrease.org. If you're in Dallas, hang out with us. Take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
What is the David Spoon experience?
So you know what David did? He asked God again. And how did God answer? He answered him. God didn't go, oh, you asked me twice. Strike you with lightning. Strike you with lightning. It's like, that's not how this works. So the scripture says in 1 Samuel 23:4, go check out your Bible. Once again, David inquired of the Lord and the Lord answered him. It's like, go do your thing. Go. It's okay to inquire more than once, even if there's an answer that you've got, because sometimes we look for reassurance and clarity and for comfort and from eliminating hearing mistakes. We're not trying to irritate God. We're not trying to fight against His will. We're not trying to be disobedient. The Lord knows that. See, I think what happens is we'll do something, it'll be sincere action, then somebody else may hear about it, or you mention somebody, and the way they interpret it is different than the way God interprets it. When I come before the Lord, and He says, go do this, and I come before the Lord again and do one of those, are you sure? You know, kind of thing. That's not me trying to be bad. And this is the same kind of thing that happens when you get into the people that one group in Christianity is like, you know, you can't ask for signs at all, because it shows that you either have no faith or you don't believe Jesus is Messiah. Well, first of all, that's not true, because God gave signs all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So that's just silly. The other part of that is people asking for signs like Gideon were just like going, okay, I'm just trying not to mess this up, right? What Jesus rebuked was the people asking for a sign to prove He was the Messiah. That's substantially different than asking God, I just need to know I'm not doing this dumb. Right? I mean, and that's why what we do is we kind of pour into these rules and these reasonings, and it's like, you know what? Don't do that. Come before the Lord. Be yourself. You know, you don't have to, you don't have to posture before God. He already knows. It's like, you know, I just want you to know I'm not going to look up right now. Now, if you really feel that way, that's fair. But don't do that because you're trying to impress God, because He knows you're trying to impress Him. So then don't do that. Just tell Him what's going on. Share your heart. Share your feelings. One of the things that I see about prayer, and this is a true statement. Some people say, well, people pray to get things changed. It's maybe better to say that we pray so that God changes us. That might be more accurate, so that we get into a surrender or a yielded position. It's not that you can't have faith, not that you can't pray, but what I'm talking about is coming and yielding and going, I'm just trying to get the clarity. I want to know what I'm doing is what you want to do. I think it's a very important element for people who are seeking wisdom, just to be as earnest and honest as possible. If the Lord grants you a sign, the bigger problem about that is most of the time, like for Israel, they didn't believe it anyway.